We are afraid - Ukrainian refugee women fear for safety in multicultural Sweden. By Peter Cattell on March 21, 2022. A number of Ukrainian refugee women taken in by multicultural Sweden still fear for their safety, after at least two separate groups of men tried to gain access to their living quarters. Having escaped Vladimir Putin's ongoing invasion of their country, a number of Ukrainian refugee women are still living in progressive Sweden. In one example recorded by local media, a woman described the fear she and her associates had after at least two different groups of men tried to gain access to the living quarters of a number of Ukrainian refugee women. She reported one instance of a group of men trying to enter the bedroom of a mother who was asleep with her young children. "I don't want to live here because I am afraid," the woman told Sveriges Radio, describing her own experiences as well as those of her associates. "It's not too dangerous like in my country, but it is dangerous too. They knocked aggressively on our doors, and they were saying, 'Please, open the door,'" she continued. She went on to describe how a group of men managed to gain access to where the Ukrainian women were staying, making their way to the bedroom where one woman and her two children were sleeping. As they came inside the first floor and knocked on her room, and she was in the room with her two little children, she explained. "They knocked aggressively and tried to come in her room. We are afraid still," the Ukrainian told her interviewer. "In Ukraine, I live in Ukraine, nobody knocked on my door, never. They say, to me, that Swedish is too safe country, but I didn't see it." The issue of crime and public safety in multicultural Sweden has been a topic of conversation for some time now, with links being drawn between the country's surging crime, gang culture, and mass migration. For example, in 2021, the Northern European country saw a record number of fatal shootings, 85% of which were reportedly committed by people who were born abroad or from a migration background. Gangs in Sweden often operate in so-called vulnerable areas, known colloquially as no-go zones. Local police estimate that there are around 2,500 people who are members of gangs in the Swedish capital of Stockholm alone, many of which reportedly have connections to mass migration. It is no longer a secret today that much of the problem of gang and network crime with the shootings and explosions have been linked to migration to Sweden in recent decades, commented one Swedish police commissioner on the state of crime in the country. "When, like me, you have the opportunity to follow matters at the individual level, you see that virtually everyone who shoots or is shot in gang conflicts originates from the Balkans, the Middle East, North or East Africa," he continued. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.